None of the Bedouin who had joined Muhammad's confederacy was prepared to take the risk. But about 1,000 emigrants and helpers volunteered. Even Ibn Ubay and some of the hypocrites decided to go. Two women helpers who had been present at the Pledge of Aqaba were allowed to join the party, and Salama accompanied Muhammad. The Muslims set off with the camels that they would sacrifice at the climax of the Hajj. At the first stop, Muhammad consecrated one of these camels in the traditional way, making special marks on it, hanging the ritual garments round its neck and turning it in the direction of Mecca. He then uttered the pilgrim cry, "Here I am, O God, at your service." The news of this audacious expedition spread quickly from one tribe to another, and the Bedouin followed their progress intently as the pilgrims made the long journey south. Muhammad knew that he was placing the Quraysh in an extremely difficult position. Every Arab had the right to make the Hajj, and if the Quraysh, the guardians of the Haram, forbade 1,000 pilgrims who were punctiliously observing the rites to enter the sanctuary, they would be guilty of a gross dereliction of duty. But it would also be intolerably humiliating for the Quraysh if Muhammad did enter the city, and it soon became clear that the Quraishian leadership was determined to stop Muhammad at any price. In an emergency meeting of the assembly, Khalid ibn al-Walid was dispatched with 200 cavalry to attack the defenceless pilgrims. When he heard this grave news, Muhammad was filled with anguish for his tribe. The Quraysh were so blinded by the sterile hatred of warfare that they were prepared to violate the sacred principles on which their entire way of life depended. What was the point of such intransigence? "Alas, Quraysh," he cried, "war has devoured them. What harm would they have suffered if they had left me and the rest of the Arabs to go our own ways?" The expedition was going to be quite different from what he had imagined. Because of his dream, Muhammad had probably expected to be admitted to Mecca and have the opportunity to explain the principles of Islam to the Quraysh in the peaceful conditions imposed by the Hajj. But he could not turn back now. "By Allah," he resolved, "I will not cease to strive for the mission with which God has entrusted me until he makes it victorious or I perish." His first task was to get the pilgrims safely into the sanctuary. The Muslims found a guide from the friendly Bedouin tribe of Aslam, who led the party by a circuitous, rugged path into the area where all violence was forbidden.